Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And midway through the show, definitely got lots going on to enjoy for this spring already. So definitely time to enjoy it and do what we can to make it even better. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joe is in Burlington.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've got a yard full of bent grass, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on how to get rid of that. What to do with it.
So, have you done anything in the past to try to get rid of it, or is it just we're really starting at this point to try to get rid of it?
Yeah, we're just starting right this year. I just found out about it last year. You know, you found out about it last year, what it was and what it does as far as growing across the yard, and it just kind of like really took off the last 5 or 6 years, so it's I'm just trying to get rid of it now and get some regular, like, Kentucky bluegrass or fescue or something, you know?
Yeah, so is this something that we're looking at just killing everything that's there, or are we trying to just kill the bent grass?
I'd like to just kill the bent grass, just so I'm not, you know, stripping the whole yard down.
Okay. So there is a product out there called Tenacity. If you can find that, that can get rid of bent grass without harming the regular grasses. But it's not, it's something that you kind of have to do later in the season because it needs to be actively growing and showing a little bit more. Because right now, like, one of the major things to do, it would be like using like a kills all, like killing everything. Whereas Tenacity itself only kills specific types. I can't remember what the active ingredient is, so I'm trying to look it up at the same time while we talk here. But I know that that's the only one that'll really kill it without killing the rest of the lawn.
Right.
It does get expensive. That's the downfall of it. It can be pretty hefty on the wallet just to kill it. That's why a lot of people, when they see it right now,
will just use it as to kill everything. Tenacity will also do some of the broadleaf weeds, like your clovers, oxalis, chickweed, henbit, nutsedge, all those types of things. So it's not just, you're not just killing the bent grass. So you're killing, you know, some of the weeds as well. I think it has, depending upon which variety you use, if you use just Tenacity as a concentrate and you mix it up, you usually have to wait about 30 days to really seed again. But the other thing about it is for Tenacity to work the best, you need to actually use it three applications in 2 week intervals, because it really will get rid of some of that some of that bent grass and the other weeds. It's not that easy where it's just like one spray and done. This is one where you have to do multiple. So, you know,
you say you're not able to reseed like in between.
Usually not, because of the fact that you want the product to really focus on the one thing, and that's killing the grass and killing everything. And sometimes it can, when new grass is very young, it's weaker. And it doesn't always, it can't always tell the difference between it. You know, the thing is it, depending upon what you read, it will say sometimes you can actually use it prior to seeding. I'd have to look more into it, to see, you know, how many days it says, on the package. Cause it, depending upon how much concentrate it is, like how heavily concentrated it is versus others, would tell you how many days in between. So that's kind of where I'm trying to figure out in the interim here while we're talking. What I can do is take a look during the next break here. Let me and see if I can see how many days in between seeding. Because
you were saying later on. Now, what are you talking about?
June, July is the best time to really get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because then once you've gone through that process of killing it, because like I said, it's usually a three application, 2 week intervals. That's bringing you to the fall when it's perfect time to reseed again.
Yeah.
Right. So the other thing you could be looking at is you could be adding, just putting down some grass seed right now, right? Looking to almost choke out the bent grass, because the bent grass, like I said, the best time is to really kill it during the summer. And so if we can choke it out early, where we take away a lot of its growing abilities and we fill in the areas by overseeding, you might actually be able to get rid of some of it that way as well.
See, that's what I've been trying to do. I've been thatching, and then I put down new seed. Like I say, I try to use Kentucky bluegrass and the tall fescue.
Yep.
So I'll do that. But the bent grass seems to come in and take over and kill off, you know, the good grass. You know, it just smothers it out, you know?
Yeah, one of the things with bent grass is it's considered a creeping grass, so that's why it kind of goes in there. But the idea is if we can get it, the other parts of the lawn thicker now, because the bent grass will do better a little bit later, and then kill it off during, you know, June, July, and August, you might have a better shot. The other thing that people will do is if you have an area that you know is just specifically bent grass in like one, you know, maybe it's a 2x2 section, using like Roundup on that, using a full killer now, because you can reseed a lot of times in about 2 weeks. It's not ideal, right? The other thing is some of these weed killers, the temperatures need to be above 55 degrees in order to really work. So right now, you're almost kind of, you're out of luck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep. So it is. And even if you were to use like a Weed Beater Ultra, so Weed Beater Ultra can actually kill weeds all the way down to 45 degrees. You're still at least 10 days away from being able to use that, and that's not going to kill bent grass. That's just going to kill the broadleaf weeds around there. So
right.
That's the other thing. The Roundup or any of the total weed killers work better with heat because they use the sun to absorb some of that heat, dry the blade of the grass or, in this case, the bent grass out, and kill it that way down to the root. Whereas if it's cold, it just kind of sits there. It's not warm enough. It doesn't heat up enough for it to really affect it. So that's kind of one of the other reasons why they say for bent grass is to use it in July, because of the heat aspect is going to help do a little bit more damage to it.
Well, that's, yeah.
You know, it's a hard one. It really is. But tenacity would be the one that if you can find to use during July and August to really get it killed back so you can start fresh in the fall.
Yeah, I get you. All right, Patrick. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Joe. You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, real quick before I get into another phone call, I had a chance to look a little bit deeper at the Tenacity label that I was talking with Joe. And so this is important. So hopefully, Joe, you're still listening. So it's saying that you can apply this prior to seeding or post-seeding of tolerant turfgrass species listed on the label, except fine fescues. And I believe part of that conversation was he's putting bluegrass and fescues in rye, right? So the fescue, it says that if the seed blend contains less than 20% of hard or fine fescues, it's okay to use. The majority of mixes is going to have more than 20%. If you're strictly using bluegrass, you can use it. But if it's a mixture, you could actually kill some of the fine fescues with this Tenacity. That being said, you can actually apply to grass seeding or close to seeding for best performance if you're using more of like the bluegrass. The second application, though, you need to look at it, and if it's newly germinated turf grass, any type of turf grass, even though it says you can use it, and that's bluegrass included, you have to wait until the grass has actually been mowed 2 to 3 times or 4 weeks after it's emerged, you know, whichever one of those two is longer, before making a post-emergent application. So it can be done early, but those are just a few things we got to look at. So I just wanted to make sure I added that because I said I was going to look it up during the break. Now I have. All right, Nathan, who's the next caller?
Mason is in Cape Cod.
Mason, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
You spoke to me, I spoke to you last year about my blueberry plant.
Okay.
And I had some pretty good luck. I know I'm late in doing all this. It should have been done in February. But I'm going to cut the plant down by a third. They're too leggy. And I think you asked me, or you told me, that I should use super phosphate.
Yep, you can use that at this point.
All right. Well, that was my question. I just didn't want to put the wrong fertilizer on.
Well, so you could do that. The other thing to think about doing is, you know, if you've taken a soil sample lately, or if you know that the soil's not acidic enough, using the product soil acidifier, that helps with the sweetness and the tart, whichever one you have for the type of blueberry, to help with that. So you definitely have time to be doing that. The pruning aspect of it, you're fine to do it right now. We're still very early spring, and the temperatures have been cold, so it's not, you know, not a big deal. So you're not, like, really late by any means. Just make sure, you know, you stick to the getting rid of some of the branches that are cross branches that are rubbing up against each other, getting rid of some of the multiple year branching, stuff that's like a few years old, right? Because they only like to produce on some of the newer shoots, right? So we want to make sure, and anything that's been there for, I'd say, longer than 4, 5, maybe 6 years, those can get completely cut out unless they have new growth coming out of them. So some of the older branching is where we want to just get rid of, because it won't produce the fruit for you. So that's part of what you should be looking at when you're pruning at this point. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you, Pat.
All right, Mason. Good luck. Thank you so much. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Perfect time to put the soil acidifier in for your blueberries. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. Peace talks between the leaders of Russia and Ukraine could be in the works. A Ukrainian negotiator says draft peace treaty documents could set the stage for direct talks between Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There are reports the two leaders could meet in Turkey to discuss an end to the war. Gas prices are dropping again. AAA says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20, down from last week's average of $4.24. California still has the highest average, with a gallon costing $5.86. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Washington Township, Michigan, Saturday night.
They want to destroy our country, and they want to destroy the American dream. They don't want you to have the American dream. One of the first bills a Republican Congress will pass is to dramatically increase funding for ICE and Border Patrol and law enforcement.
This is USA Radio News.
The U.S. is expected to help transfer Soviet-era tanks to Ukraine during the Russian invasion. The news comes after Ukrainian President Zelensky has repeatedly requested additional tanks and military equipment from the U.S. and other NATO countries.
Just give us missiles. Give us airplanes.
A man was killed, two women wounded in a shooting at a Virginia mall Saturday night. Norfolk police were called to MacArthur Center around 6:25 p.m. The women, who were shot in their ankles, were taken to a hospital with injuries that weren't believed to be life-threatening. President Biden and the First Lady celebrated the commissioning of the Navy's Virginia-class attack submarine USS Delaware Saturday.
Thank you to everyone involved in bringing this submarine to service, for those who laid the keel, for those sailors who will crew it, and all through all the years to come.
The ceremony at the Port of Wilmington took place after a two-year delay due to the pandemic. The USS Delaware, the first to be commissioned in the water. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Leah's in Cape Cod.
Leah, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I have two questions. One is a very quick, fairly easily answered one, and one I think is the more in-depth question. My first question is it too late to plant geranium seeds in Zone 7 to have them flower this year?
Now, are you talking starting them indoors?
Indoor or outdoor. I'm favorable to either.
I mean, I would, and are we looking at the annual or are we looking at the perennial geranium?
Well, which one would you suggest?
Well, so it
rose
depends.
Rose geranium is more of my favor, so if there was one we could do, one that I could start now and have it flower this season, that would be ideal.
Okay. So, I mean, the seed geranium, you're looking at mostly using, the annual type. That can be done. But the one thing is it does take some time for it to really grow.
Okay.
It can actually take up to 4 months.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So, if you start now, I would be starting indoors. I would not be going outside with it yet.
Okay.
Just because at the early period of time when it's germinating, showing new shoots, if we get a hint of some of that heavy cold,
yes,
you could hurt it, right?
Okay.
We don't want to do that. So some people will actually go right into the ground. Me personally, if I'm looking to try and I wouldn't say push it, but almost get it started and have a better beginning to it, I would start it inside in a nice container. And what I'd also look at doing for these specifically is getting a heat mat to put underneath the containers to warm up the soil, because they actually, they do the best when the temperatures are about 72 degrees, 70, 72, right?
Oh, okay. We're still a ways off from that temperature here. So.
Exactly. So, but the thing is with that, the soil temperatures, they're going to be, you know, the level of what you have in the house. And most people, I wouldn't say most people, but a lot of people will keep the temperatures in the house like 68, right?
Right.
So
right.
Adding that 4 degrees to the soil temperature does actually do a lot for the geranium to germinate, get growing, etc. So
okay.
that's why I would start it indoors and use a heat mat, indirect sun, full sun. Try to get it really going the best you can. Sometimes to get it started, say you do it in a like a planting tray. Getting something over the top of it, like a dome, you know, the plastic domes. It helps.
A little greenhouse effect.
Yes, exactly. So that's how I would look at it now, because we're trying to push it along a little bit quicker to get it.
Right.
So it's not like that 16 weeks. Maybe it's a little bit quicker because the soil temperatures are warmer early, and you know it's in the greenhouse effect. You know, they're looking for that 10 to 12 hours of sunlight a day as well. So it needs to be a very bright location.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, my second question is, we purchased our property just about 4 years ago. There's many expansive flower gardens throughout, hydrangeas, et cetera. Something that it is overrun with is yucca plants.
Okay.
We're not a huge fan of them, as they're very kind of just invasive and they're starting to really spread and take over. We had one area where we actually used a backhoe to just take out a whole section of them, and the roots were so expansive. And we're actually, even though we used the backhoe to remove them, we're now this spring starting to see them shoot back up. And so that makes me nervous about trying to remove them from some of the other gardens. We have a few lavender plants that I love and I don't want to hurt, but the yucca plants are now invading on them, as well with the raspberry plants and so on and so forth. So I'm wondering, what is a good way to get rid of these or kill these without hurting the surrounding plants?
So, you know, it's not the easiest thing with them, is once they kind of get established, obviously, even a backhoe won't get rid of them, right?
Exactly.
So the idea is you have to kind of go specific to each plant. And, you know, what I would do personally is, if I'm trying to get rid of certain areas first, you need to wait a little bit of time, because you need it to warm up a little bit. You need the temperatures during the day, even at night, to not go below, you know, 40. We want them a little bit closer. It's looking like the next week to 10 days, towards the end of the week to 10 days, it's going to be a little bit warmer. So it might be a better time.
Okay.
But what I specifically would be doing is, I would be cutting the plant low to the ground, where it's about an inch from the ground. And then I would personally take a, you know, glossophate product, like a cleanup. But I would get the concentrate. And so I'm more specific. I would take a paintbrush and paint the fresh cut of the yucca.
Oh,
what does that do? You're not spraying, so it goes everywhere.
Right,
it just goes specifically to the yucca plant.
Okay.
The reason why I want you to do it, paint it on there, is it can go right into where you've made a fresh cut.
Right.
So the best way to do it, don't cut everything down and then apply. Go through, cut one down, then apply the application. Then go to the next one, cut it down.
Cut down and then apply.
Because if we were spraying, over spraying and just killing everything, you know, you could cut real quick and then do it. The idea here is, where you're cutting, it's creating a wound. Just like you or I, we put on, you know, bacitracin or something to try and heal that wound.
Right.
We're putting that glossophate on that wound to kill it quicker. And so it's no runoff. There's no other. It goes right to the roots and will kill that plant. It won't kill the surrounding. So
right, that was the biggest issue, was just taking care of the surrounding plants while getting rid of this very invasive plant.
Exactly. And, you know, listen, glyphosate has a bad rap for a reason. But at the same time, when it is done in a smaller area like this, it doesn't harm the plants around it.
Okay.
When it's just sprayed into open air, that's when the issues start to arise.
Yeah, that's something we want to avoid.
Exactly. And that's why when it comes to something along these lines, using a paintbrush and really painting the fresh wounds, you know, making sure it doesn't drip, those types of things to the soil, right? We're just painting the wound, and that's going to go specifically to the root. It's when we start spraying into air, that's when the issues are. The thing is you might have to do this a few times.
Okay.
Because yucca is, you know, it's considered a shrub in most areas.
Right.
And so it's harder. It's not like it's a grassy weed where it has, you know, that waxy coating over the leaf, and when you spray it, it kills it. And then the sun helps burn it. This is a woody type plant where you need a little bit more to do it. So you do it once. In about 10 days, you might have to do it again.
Okay.
But it's all going to depend, you know, take a look at the weather. If it's not going to rain for a couple days, that's the perfect time to be doing it. Because sometimes rain, even 24 hours after, can wash some of it off. So we don't want that to happen.
I don't want that.
Okay. The other thing is, sometimes when you get this, you know, the fresh cut into it, it will go down. It won't kill all the roots. If there's not enough sun and it's cloudy, because the sun helps activate this. It helps break the cell walls down. So that's why...
I see.
You know, you might need to do a second application.
Okay.
But again, it's not easy because it's not like a weed or a grass they're trying to kill.
Yes,
it's more of a shrub.
Yes.
So, you know, it can be done. It's just going to take a little bit more work than obviously than you've seen already. I mean, you tried a backhoe and it didn't work, so.
Right, exactly. We must have moved, I think, 30 of them, and we really thought we got all the root systems, and now this spring we're seeing them pop up in the same spot that we dug in. I said, oh, my goodness, you know. So it's really a difficult plant to work with. I like this idea.
The other thing I was just thinking while you were talking there is, say it's an area where it's just yucca, or even around some of these plants, spraying it and then taking black plastic, like a heavier duty black plastic, and placing it over the top of the yucca. What does this do? It now brings more heat to the soil there.
I see. Okay.
Right? And it's almost, you've cut it down, you're putting the spray on it, and now you're adding the heat, because the black plastic will then take the heat from the sun and heat up and almost burn it a little bit more. So that might be another area, especially in areas that are wide open and there's a bunch that you're just trying to start over.
We have a few of those spots where yucca.
You can go to like any, some of the garden centers will have it, or you can go to like a Home Depot or one of those. I don't normally recommend it, but if you can't find it at one of the places, you got to go somewhere. Is look for a heavier, like a 5 mil plastic. So something a little heavier than a trash bag. Sometimes, like if you take a trash bag and almost fold it in half, you know, it's almost like four layers. That can work. But if you're going to a big area, you want, you know, a tarp that is black. And I wouldn't want to go with, like, the weed fabric. I'd want to go with actual plastic. Because weed fabric sometimes will let the air go in. It won't heat up as much. Whereas this black plastic, and one of the company's name is Warps, W-A-R-P-S.
I've seen that one
where it will actually work. Where it just, it heats it up and will help kill what's underneath it, so that it speeds up that process for you.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the information.
No problem, Leo. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show. Still pretty cloudy, still pretty cold out there. But later in the week, hopefully it'll warm up. I'm not sure. Not sure what's going to happen. I laugh every time with the weather this time of year because it really, you just don't know where we're going to get, when we're going to warm up completely. Because you want to get out there, you want to do something in the yard, and you get all excited, you do a few things, and you look, you know, and then like Monday this past week, it snows. Yeah, perfect. Or it was Tuesday, whichever day, but still, it snowed. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call with questions at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Boni. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Boni is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I've got about an hour left in the show. Still got plenty of time to give us a call so we can help you out, do what you need to make you successful in the garden out there. So definitely give us a call and we can help you out. I had a question via email in regards to Milorganite. Donna had emailed saying she was looking to purchase some Milorganite. She used for years. A number of things in here as the iron. And someone at the store had said it contained PFAS. Now, I had to Google it, because to be honest, I didn't know what it was. But then I looked at it and realized, okay, it's from man-made everything. Household cleaners, those types of things. It's chemicals in it, right? But Milorganite, the product is a slow-releasing nitrogen, and it's a great product to be using. And Milorganite, what is Milorganite? What is Milorganite? It's composed of heat-dried microbes that have digested the organic matter of waste water. It is basically, they're using everything from the waste that is being used, right? So it doesn't have the chemicals in it. It comes from a natural process, right? The thing about it is people love the Milorganite because it is that slow release fertilizer. It has multiple uses. It's not just to fertilize your plants. But it really has, it can actually repel deer as well. So, you know, it's not something that's bad. I would still use it if you can find it. That's the problem. Valorganite is a hard supply out there. It takes a while to get in. So if you can't find it, that's one of the things here. Now, I do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jesse's in La Cruces.
Jesse, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. I planted a pastor and Bermuda grass, and it's a drought resistant.
Yep.
And, of course, this time of year we're getting mustard weed everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm about to try to get rid of the mustard weed. I'm about to put some horses out in the pasture. And I was recommended a weed and feed, fertilizer and weed killer. I just don't know how that's going to, if it's going to be effective.
Now, what were you, what did they suggest you use?
Kind of an over-the-counter product. Another gentleman I spoke to said you're going to have to spray each one individually, and I'm concerned, there's so many of them, concerned that it'll kill my Bermuda grass. Like a glyphosate?
Yeah, so glyphosate will kill everything, and that's why they would want you to spray individual. You know, it's a pretty hefty chemical, and that's why it will kill everything that's underneath it as well, especially with the runoff. So, you know, I'd be for mustard weed. You know, a lot of the things that say up there are pretty much, you know, complete killers. You might be able to use a product along the lines of 2,4-D, which doesn't kill the grasses underneath it. You know, it won't kill any of those types of things. I'm more concerned if you're putting, you know, horses out to pasture, spraying anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because they're chewing off the ground, and that's what makes me nervous. You know, why don't you do this? Why don't you hang tight with me? On the other side of the break, we can go into it a little bit more, because I think there's some more that we can do to get it on a timely fashion where maybe we can be more successful. So hang tight.
Okay.
And we're going to take that break. Our phone number for everybody else, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.